Nolte, Joyless Never Trump Scolds Meltdown Over Send Her Back Chant. By John Nolte on July 18, 2019. One wonders what it's like to live your life with a 6-foot steel pole shoved up your backside. Well, if you want to know, just ask the highbrows who are wagging their fingers at the deplorables who chanted Send Her Back. In reference to anti-Semitic, America-hating Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. You see, I'm a child of the 70s, a child of George Carlin, of Richard Pryor, of MASH, before it got insufferably virtuous, and most importantly, of the first 5 years of Saturday Night Live. This was when the Marx Brothers finally received a long-overdue appreciation. And then it all moved into the 80s and those iconic slobs versus snobs movies, Caddyshack, Stripes, Meatballs. The attitude of those times was perfect, was perfectly American. And it was this: sacred cows make the tastiest burgers. So that which was sacred was mocked, from the military to presidents to Elizabeth Taylor's way to the frat houses that spawn America's political and business elite. The godfather of all this was, of course, an irrepressible genius named Lenny Bruce. The man who stepped on stage just hours after the Kennedy assassination, stared at his audience through eyes filled with pain, and after a perfect moment of silence said, "Man, poor Von Meter." For those who don't know, Von Meter had become famous for his first family comedy albums mocking the Kennedy family, and now he was out of a job. Bruce's joke is one of the greatest in history. Why? Because it was inappropriate without being mean-spirited. And there is nothing more American, or funnier, than inappropriate. The British call it taking the piss out of someone, which is their delightful way of saying mocking pompous snobs and everything they hold dear. Which is exactly what those Trump supporters in North Carolina did Wednesday night. This is how to be an American. Identify a group of humorless, pompous windbags, i.e. Frank Burns, Hot Lips, Omega House, military brass, corporate officers, politicians, Margaret Dumont, Jake Tapper, Brian Stelter, Chris Cuomo, Chris Hayes, Ilhan Omar, Joe Scarborough, Joy Behar, Meghan McCain, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Mika Brzezinski. Identify what will most offend this group of pompous windbags, what is most sacred to them. With joy in your heart, good humor, and more than just a touch of belligerence, poke a stick right in that sacred spot. Watch the pompous windbags melt down or, even better, signal how morally superior they are by scolding you. Now that said windbags have confirmed your plan worked, repeat this inappropriate behavior until the oceans dry up and the sun burns itself out. Man, it feels good. And no one means it. No one believes Trump will send this racist harridan back. It's a joke, a troll, and tweak, a way to get all the uptight squares harumphing. And it's glorious. For some 20 years, we've been the proverbial frog in that pot of water, unaware that our collective humor is slowly being boiled away by crybaby cries of racism, sexism, nativism, ageism, ableism, and the like. No one can take a joke anymore, and nothing is more fun than ridiculing some tightly wound, self-important prude who can't take a joke. I'm sorry, but Send Her Back is freaking hilarious, and it's liberating to be inappropriate again. And the pompous windbag reaction to it makes it even better, proves just how perfect it is. The blue checkmark snobs have no sense of humor, no sense of irreverence, and have abandoned the most American of ideals. That mocking the rule makers and their stupid, fascist rules reminds us that we are still free. These are people so blinded by their own superiority or so terrified of losing their seat at the bigoted country club known as the establishment media, that they willingly and eagerly seize every opportunity to expose themselves as a bunch of snobs who are in desperate need of having the piss taken out of them. This is all that happened Wednesday. A bunch of peaceful but wonderfully unruly Americans got together. And after nearly a year of being relentlessly insulted and mocked by this hideous congresswoman and her hideous defenders, with only joy in their hearts, they hit her back, they poked a stick right in her sacred spot. And it was sublime, and it was American. Because nothing is more American than fucking with the powerful. And do you want to know what made it even more American? Send Her Back has nothing to do with the color of her skin and everything to do with the content of her disgusting, hateful, racist, terrorist-appeasing character. But look at the reaction of our joyless betters. Being an uptight, pious scold is no way to be an American. It is also no way to fight and defeat those who prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens, who use lies to launch coups against our president, who deplatform us, launch jihads against innocent Catholic children, and compare us to Nazis. You simpering cucks can all kiss my red, white, and blue ass. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.